If there were ever a place where air service is essential, it's ADAC. All of the town's groceries, mail, and freight come in via plane. For the last decade, Alaska Airlines has flown a Boeing 737 combi plane out to ADAC twice a week. The plane can hold 72 passengers and enough cargo to keep the community of 300 people well stocked. In exchange for the service, Alaska Airlines receives a $1.6 million annual subsidy from the Department of Transportation as part of the Essential Air Service, or EAS, program. That program compensates airlines for flying routes that would otherwise be unprofitable. But in February, Alaska Airlines announced it wouldn't be bidding on ADAC's EAS subsidy this year. Company spokesperson Scott Haberstad says rising fuel costs and decreasing revenues would have required a substantial increase in the airline's bid, which it didn't think the DOT would accept. Except it turns out that evaluation might have been premature. Only one airline ended up bidding on the route, and it's asking for double what Alaska Airlines was being paid. Penn Air is proposing to purchase a 30-seat Saab turboprop and fly it out to ADAC four times a week in exchange for a $3.4 million subsidy. In addition to being double Alaska's rate, that's three times what the airline bid the last time they went through the EAS process for ADAC. Penn Air President Scott Blomquist says it's a good thing they weren't awarded the contract last time.
Overall, on all revenue, with passenger revenues and freight revenues and mail revenues, we projected a pretty high number in 2 years ago when we bid it, and when comes out in the end, those revenues weren't there. Alaska bid it with a far less projection of revenues than we did, and they were much closer in their bid 2 years ago than what we were.
Penn Air's revenue projection this time around is about $300,000 less than Alaska Airlines in 2010 and $2.4 million less than its own 2010 proposal. DOT is reviewing the numbers, but Blomquist says he's confident they'll come to the conclusion that his passenger revenue calculations are correct.
Everything we've gone through so far, they've had to agree with, and the only question is the revenue. They had a higher revenue number, and we had a conversation with them yesterday, and they're going to go back and look at where they got theirs from. And we're going to look at where we got ours from and compare them once again. If the revenue number is higher, I adjust it then.
Blomquist pegged net revenue per round-trip passenger at $786 in the proposal. Tickets to ADAC on Alaska Airlines run between $1,200 and $1,500 at the moment, including taxes and fees. Blomquist says even if he's off in his numbers, though, the difference won't change the fundamental economics of the situation. So long as the market in ADAC isn't growing and fuel costs continue to rise, the need for a subsidy will continue to grow. He says ultimately, if DOT thinks the proposal is too much, then they'll have to decide what level of service is necessary in ADAC.
I think DOT has to look at it very closely and see what they can live with in the EAS market. They know there's going to be increases just because of fuel alone.
DOT spokesperson Bill Mosley said he couldn't talk about the proposal while it's still open for public comment, but did say the department reserves the right to negotiate or reject a bid that doesn't meet the community's needs. And ADAC, for its part, hasn't weighed in yet. City Manager Leighton Lockett says a public meeting about the issue drew a crowd, but he isn't willing to comment further until he's had a chance to speak with Penn Air. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.